Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's August 25th, 2011. Reports of rising global temperatures have raised questions about the human response to climate change, which could include technologies for deliberate, large-scale intervention in the Earth's climate. A group led by Dr. Timothy Persons, GAO's chief scientist, recently assessed the status of climate engineering technologies and many of the issues surrounding them. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Timothy to learn more.
What is the goal of climate engineering technologies and what's prompted their consideration?
Well, climate engineering technologies represent direct and deliberate and even large-scale interventions in the Earth's climate, and they generally aim at either reducing carbon dioxide, so-called CDR, carbon dioxide removal technologies, or solar radiation management technologies, or SRM. Now, their consideration has been prompted by the rising concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. The pre-industrial concentration was approximately 280 parts per million, or ppm. And based on global industrialization and modernization processes, it currently resides at 390 parts per million, which is a concern to many scientists at this point. Even more of a concern is that it's projected to go over 500 ppm by the end of this century. And so ideas to engineer the climate back to a pre-industrial state are designed to essentially unengineer what we have inadvertently engineered by releasing CO2 into the global ecosystem.
Can you talk about the different sorts of climate engineering technologies that have been proposed and which you look at in this report?
In the CDR, or carbon dioxide removal case, we looked at things such as the direct air capture of CO2 coupled with geologic sequestration of the CO2. And what that is was just directly capturing that, what's currently 390 ppm, from the air and then trying to store it underground. Over to ideas behind fertilizing the ocean with, say, iron filings in order to create phytoplankton blooms in the ocean that will greatly uptake CO2 through photosynthesis in the atmosphere. In terms of the solar radiation management, or SRM, we cover marine cloud brightening, for example, which is the idea of spraying water mist up in the air in order to help enhance the brightness of clouds that will thus enhance the reflectivity of the clouds and therefore cool the planet, over to stratospheric aerosols.
And what does GAO conclude about the current status of climate engineering technology?
We found that since most climate engineering technologies are in the early stages of development, none could be used to engineer the climate at a large scale at this time. There's considerable uncertainty surrounding the potential effectiveness of the technologies reviewed, in part because they're immature. Using many of the CDR and SRM technologies reviewed, we found that they would indeed pose some risks, some of which might not be known. So although minimal risks have been reported for air capture, for example, some risks are presented even in direct air capture based upon the idea of having to sequester the CO2 underground. And so short-term and long-term ecological, economic, and climatological risks from ocean fertilization, for example, remain uncertain.
For taxpayers who are interested in how the U.S. government will respond to rising global temperatures moving forward, what's the bottom line of this report?
Given our assessment of their maturity, their potential effectiveness, their cost factors, and their potential consequences, climate engineering technologies are not now an option for addressing climate change. Our experts told us that gaps in collecting and modeling climate data, as identified in government and scientific reports, are likely to limit progress in future climate engineering research. Secondly, we found that the majority of experts we consulted supported starting significant climate engineering research now. Advocates and opponents of research describe concerns about its risk and the possible misuse of its results. So research advocates supported balancing such concerns against the potential for reducing future risks of climate change, and they further envisioned a future federal research effort that would emphasize risk management, have an international focus, of course, because engineering the climate is a global endeavor. And then, of course, engaging the public and national leaders as well in terms of anticipating the trends and developments. And then lastly, in our survey, the public suggested to us that they are open to climate engineering research, yet they are concerned about its possible harm. And they, of course, still support continued reductions of CO2 emissions.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.